Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's a new Governor's Council on Latino Empowerment in Massachusetts. Governor Healey created the group yesterday with the goal of improving the overall well-being of the state's Latino communities. Joining us now is one member of that council. Grace Moreno is the executive director of the Massachusetts LGBT Chamber of Commerce. Grace, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So what do you think are the most important issues for Latinos that this group should prioritize?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of research of what the Latino community struggles with. And I think that this governor and the leaders of this particular council have articulated that we need to focus on well-being. That includes healthcare and other things that are related to that. Prosperity, which includes economic development, entrepreneurship, et cetera. And then equity and representation, which is the last piece that that we need to focus on.
Have you ever seen a focus on Latinos and the issues that Latinos feel are important at the state level, at the governor's level, like this?
I actually have it. I've been in Massachusetts for over 20 years and have been heavily involved in civic engagement in the nonprofit sector, working with government, and just by the simple appointment of folks like Josiane Martinez and Gladys Vega. These are two, you know, long-term supporters and activists down the ground of the Latino people. And that sends a very clear message that this governor is very interested in getting to really understand what the struggles are of everyday Latinos in Massachusetts. I think that both of these women will be very, very committed to bringing back the voice of the folks that are Latinos in the state that really are struggling, and bringing that to the attention of the governor. And that's wisdom from the governor's perspective, because she doesn't, you know, she's going to be able to reach a population that she doesn't readily have access to.
We mentioned you're the leader of the Massachusetts LGBT Chamber of Commerce. How do you see your role at the intersection of these two groups, Latinos in Massachusetts and the LGBT community?
Well, I think the, you know, one of the things with the LGBTQ community is that we are a represent all of the rest of humanity, right? We're women, we're men, we're non-binary, we're Latinos, we're African-American, we're Black, we're everything that is in the community. And I think once you have that intersectionality of more than one a marker, right, one of the more than one of the disparities that are carried with your life experience, the impact that you have economically, in health, in society is going to be bigger than somebody that carries just one. So I think the governor has done a good job of putting together a council of 40 people that represent not just, you know, one side of the Latino population, but that also represents youth, immigrants, Brazilian folks that are part of our community, and LGBTQ.
Back in February, Governor Healey created a Council on Black Empowerment in the state. Obviously, there are Black Latinos and Latinos who also identify with other ethnicities. Will you be working with that group on common goals? I mean, how do you bring these groups together?
So, you know, these groups, and we're lucky this way in Massachusetts, already work closely together. Amplify Latinx, you know, one of the leading Latino organizations across the state. BECMA, you know, Nicole, Anela, and I are in constant communications about issues that impact our communities. And I think the governor is being very intentional about making sure that we each focus on our areas, but that we also bring that information forward. How that's going to be operationalized, I'm not exactly sure at this point. We just had our first meeting yesterday. But that happens already in the community, and I foresee it, some of the issues coming in the near future, coming together to also have to join forces.
Grace Moreno is a member of the Governor's Council on Latino Empowerment. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk this morning.
Thank you so much.